All right, welcome back. Another episode of the Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by the director of cross country and track and field here at Westchester, Colin Leak. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here.
So we are now just a few short days away from opening up the 2024 cross country season. Talk about how preseason has gone and how the team's looking going into that meet on Friday night down in Unionville.
You know, it's been a really fun preseason and first week of school there. I think the fun things are we're now into year two as the, as being in the head coaching position, is just seeing how much your team is changing. So literally first day of preseason is just starting to see pieces starting to build and seeing that program really start to evolve to where you want to go. Now we still have work to do and everything along those lines, but it's neat seeing those steps start to be made and the both teams, men and women, starting to make the progress that they need to get to in order to go where we want to go. First thing we try to establish every preseason is what our team identity is. Every year it's a new team. You lose some key personnel and you're gaining some new ones. And theoretically, well, everyone's a year older, all your returners are a year older, and hopefully a year wiser and a year more mature. So, but you're always coming to the table and you're trying to redefine who we are as a team, what our team identity is, and trying to find that answer. And it takes time. And it takes... we're going to find that out over the next, basically from preseason, we got 12 weeks to 10 weeks till conferences, 12 weeks till regionals, and we have 10 to 12 weeks to figure out who we are as a team. So, right, Friday is going to be kind of an opportunity to start to see that picture and, start to define, some of those things. So, team's looking good, and, we'll see who's, where everyone's at on Friday a little bit.
Let's talk about your men's program first. To finish eighth in the PSAC preseason poll, and you had some real good momentum at the end of last year, with two all-conference kids returning, and Jason Vogt, Josh Miller. Talk about your returning group. Talk about how, you have a big crop of newcomers too, how they've looked through preseason.
Yeah, it's been, we were, seventh in the conference last year, and then at regionals we were the, fourth best team in the conference at the regional meet. I'm happy that we were ranked a little bit lower than I think we'll finish, come late October and early November. Men's side, we return, just about, six of seven from our top seven from last year. So we only graduated one. So a lot of returners, a lot of people who have seen how a successful season plays out. And now we bring in, so we have eight returners and eight incoming freshmen. So, on that returner side, Josh Miller's obviously stepped up his role as one of the, after having a really good spring season, stepping up his role as a leader, looking for him to, continue to develop and kind of set the tone. Jason Vogt has been a soldier, every step of the way, has put in he's at the right place for where he needs to be for first week of September. Again, we're not, it's the funny thing is, just like any other sport, it's not about where you are in preseason or where you are the first week of September. What matters is where you are in late October, when the championship season's here. So, with those two, they've been setting the tone really nicely. Luke Pokolsky, freshman from last year, had a really great spring and a really fantastic summer, and he's been another key. I expect him to kind of be another key piece. Jason Shoemaker has done had a really nice spring last year, and is again really stepping up this fall. We return on our seniors. We have Sean Fisher, who's been nothing but a great role model and leader there, looking for him to have a big year. Nick Falsone's going into his senior year, so hoping he can kind of, he's put in some good training. We're hoping that he can kind of see the senior year that I think he's kind of hoping for. And on the freshman side, we're kind of, and there's a few returners I missed there, but on the freshman side, it's a big group. And, the goal of a healthy team is you're never relying on your freshmen, to necessarily be immediate impact. We have a few personalities who might be able to contribute, and got to keep them healthy and keep them moving along. And we'll see what that freshman class kind of, comes together as and how they start contributing to the overall healthiness of the team.
So kind of the same question for your women, picked to finish 10th in the preseason poll, some good momentum at the end of last year and a good mix of some very new faces and some familiar faces. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's another, again, you know, ranked 10th. We return a lot less, so we return only 2 of our top 7. So a lot, we're going to see a lot of new faces kind of being in that top 7 or on that varsity squad there. It's the interesting thing, though, is, you know, we return a lot of kids who from last that had really great springs. So Christina had, you know, she had a foot injury last fall, but she had one heck of an indoor and outdoor season. So looking for her to kind of continue. And she's been one of the key, you know, leaders of this very young, you know, young women's team. It was really fun last year. What we saw basically from last fall to last spring is that women's team really starting to find their voice and really starting to find their team identity. And it's been really fun to see this group, you know, kind of starting to come into their own, starting to find out who they are and start to see where their potential is. You know, you add Ellie Goldberg into that, who every year just keeps getting better. And then we had a couple girls really step up last year in the spring. Anna Quackenbush and Jenny Weiss both had really awesome springs and looking for them there. And then on the new side, Taylor Atkinson and Jessa Walsh also had, you know, really great summers, and we're looking to see how they can kind of continue to add to the mix. You know, we're kind of in the same thing. Again, it's still very early. We're still, you know, we are a much more aerobically based program. So we will continue to lay down that aerobic foundation, and we will get better. You know, the goal is every week we are getting fitter, and we are, you know, moving along, ready to peak when it matters, which, again, is we're coming up on, you know, 9 weeks from now. This is the end of the season, and they, you know, kids know where the emphasis is and where we are in the season and how things are going to kind of keep moving along. So
we'll get you out of here on this. You know, for the first time in certainly recent memory, we have the chance to host 2 invitationals this year, beginning this Friday, and then we host again in mid-October. Talk about, you know, the opportunity to put the Westchester name behind a cross country invitation.
Well, this was always the vision. I'm sure I bit off a little bit more than I can chew, but it's a fun, you know, we learn as we go, and so the fun things with it is that we get to create our own atmosphere. We get to start, you know, the goal is to start hosting home meets, so that way eventually we can bring, you know, maybe a, you know, PSAC championship or a regional championship over to Westchester, like we host for a lot of other sports. You know, the big one for this one, it's also serves as our alumni engagement. So, you know, going ahead and be able to host an event where we're bringing alumni back, I think is really important. You know, bringing those connections and making sure that we're staying, you know, very, very close with our alumni. And even the second one is about community engagement, right? You know, building that community. You know, we have such a great community within the, you know, greater Westchester and greater Philadelphia area. To start hosting some of these home meets, I'm hoping we'll continue to build some, you know, some exposure and some ties. Because there's a lot of Westchester pride when it comes to distance running. And a lot of people want to see, you know, Westchester cross country and track and field be successful, and you know, getting to host something here is a way to kind of showcase that a little bit.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks a bunch.